Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the I'll Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. I'm your host, and I'm looking at the V is trying to adjust. What's something got it misadjusted here, I think. Fucking look at this. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, same old shit, man. I mean, it's just like end of winter showed up, and the rest of winter didn't, just the end, and it won't go fucking away. But, it is what it is, and there ain't a damn thing you can do about the weather. What, maybe there is if you got goddamn jets and HAARP and all kinds of weather modification fucking equipment. I guess you could do something about the fucking weather, couldn't you? At any rate, we'll be back in a moment. We're gonna talk about fucking capitalism. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Yesterday when I got off the air, you know, I went down and catch up on the comments, and there had been quite a discussion about capitalism on the site. And it just, you know, I'm going to put it straight to you fucking people the way it is. We were guaranteed a free enterprise system. You can call that capitalism if you want. But that goddamn free enterprise system was to consist of debt-free silver and gold money, and so we could access our resources and make profit from them. An honest goddamn man can, you know, fucking if he's got an honest goddamn person to lend from. He can practice free enterprise. You borrow the money. The whole idea is to get, the money you need, pay back with interest, get in the fucking black, and you don't own nobody's shit, and you own your property. It's all about property ownership. Is it really? Is it about property ownership? You tell me about the son of a bitch that owns the franchise at McDonald's. We'll start with there, right fucking there. Now, he does not pay his employees enough to fucking to make a living. Working at McDonald's. So who fucking pays it? The guy working at the fucking mill, the guy working at the fucking factory, the guy working on the fucking fishing boat. He pays it in fucking taxes, and then they go and these people, not only are they working 40-hour weeks, but they're having to get food stamps, fucking housing, fucking the whole nine yards. Isn't that a subsidizing something? That's not making it on your own. Do you own that goddamn business? You say you own the fucking business. I can own property. Did you own it? I mean, this goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist. That was a good fucking example of how much you owned your fucking business, huh? The fucking government that you were in bed with because you took a fucking contract from them and became an agent of that government. They told you what to fucking do, and they told you to violate my goddamn rights. To tell me I could not come in that fucking establishment without goddamn a mask, without having due process of the fucking law and an order from a fucking court or any kind of jurisdictional authority. That's your fucking capitalism. That's the capitalism you see practiced. You know, when I was growing up in the same, probably with you, It was communism versus capitalism, damn it. He tried to complicate what capitalism. Because you go and you tell somebody what I just told you, and they go, well, that ain't what the capitalism I'm talking about. What capitalism are you talking about, son of a bitch? Are you talking about the fucking capitalism that they use over, that small little place over there in China with all the new billionaires? The communists are becoming billionaires. The communists are becoming bigger capitalists than the fucking, well, we must be fascist fucking capitalists, huh? But it is capitalism. Capitalism is money, making money. You take a guy who fucking his dad leaves him so old. Let's see, back in my day when I was young, fuck a guy, his dad died and he left each one of his kids $3 million. They could live comfortably off the interest without hitting a lick their whole fucking life. Now, the wealth that fucking provided for their fucking life, it came from somewhere. And it came from these interest scams of these fucking banks because they're capitalists too. Oh, people, it just pisses me fucking off. Capitalism is fucking theft. Capitalism is goddamn, you got a big fucking farm. You got your fucking farm's worth more. If you had to go bankrupt today, when you came out of bankruptcy, you would come out with more fucking money than I've ever made in my whole fucking life. Because you're a farmer. Because you're a good old boy fucking Mason, and you gotta be one to have any goddamn thing in this fucking country, and you better know it. If you're getting the goddamn bucks, you're fucking are a fucking Mason. But you fucking get, you turn around and every year, subsidies to the fucking farmers. You got goddamn people again working in factories, working on boats, working in goddamn mills, working at everything across this fucking country, paying the fucking farmers subsidies. Why do we have to subsidize your fucking private property? If it's yours, why can't you fucking take care of it? And if you can't, how come you get to keep holding it? I guess they showed you who the fucking boss was, like I said, during COVID. We'll pull your fucking license, and when you take that license, you join with the administrative admiralty fucking goddamn treason that has existed in this country since 1869, 1871, 1878, when they changed the fucking constitution that never was to begin with, so it's been since the fucking beginning of this whole lie of a country, hasn't it? That's what capitalism is, and that's why it violates the fucking Bill of Rights. Hell, you were just fucking doing it. The goddamn son of a bitches that had the restaurants were saying, they'll take my license. You can't come in here unless you wear a mask. Well, I don't want to fucking obey your goddamn rule. Fuck your rule. It's not law. Where's my due process of the law that gives you the jurisdictional authority to order me to do any goddamn thing? You don't have it, do you? No, you're doing what your fucking masters that you're in bed with, the fucking, fascist, communist, goddamn international corporate mafia. You become a part of them. That's what you are. Capitalists. I mean, I guess you fucking can pick any. Capitalism. You know, the capitalism. Yeah, I know what fucking capitalism is. Capitalism is 1% of this goddamn population has 99% of the fucking wealth of this country, while the other 99% share 1%. And they want that. The capitalists do. That's capitalizing. The shit over in the Ukraine. Sending all the fucking money into these foreign fucking countries for fucking wars. Feeding the industrial war complex. That's fucking capitalism too, isn't it? I guess so long as you're fucking making fucking money, it doesn't matter what kind of thieving ass fucking way you're doing it. You're a good capitalist and you don't dare say nothing against capitalists. So I'm saying it. Fuck you. You're a goddamn traitor. Because you have joined with a fucking unlawful entity created in violation of the 9th article of the People's Absolute Ratified Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, and you have done so with fucking foreknowledge, and fucking you will fucking answer for what you've done. Step up and try to tell you're trying to use the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights for socialism. Fuck you. You're the socialist. Them goddamn farmers getting billions of fucking dollars, getting paid not to grow. That's the goddamn socialism I fucking see. The restaurants getting fucking subsidized fucking restaurants, goddamn, you name it. Any piss poor little fucking goddamn franchise getting their goddamn, having their employees fucking wages subsidized by the fucking people working. That's fucking socialism, buddy. That's why it's wrong. That's why it's a violation of the fucking law. That's why those who have participated in it are going to fucking answer to that fucking law. Any argument? Okay, now we'll go on to some fucking news, shit news. I mean, some more fucking goddamn outrage here. Some more fucking capitalism going on here. Fucking people is capitalism. That's what you son of a bitches do for a living. Fucking, or taking advantage of a situation like the goddamn terrible situation this country finds itself in. I'll see, God, you know, I can get guns. I can sell guns to these people. Instead of, let's all get our guns. We'll fucking go in together, get them cheap as we can. Nobody's trying to make no money off of anybody. We just want our goddamn freedom back. No, I'm going to capitalize on this miserable. You forget the fucking key fucking word here is capital. That's fucking money, motherfucker. That's mammon. And your fucking insatiable thirst for it makes me want to puke. You would sell my goddamn rights like you'd sell your mother on the fucking street. For one more fucking mammon. One more chunk of mammon. That's all you fucking want. You put mammon above my goddamn liberty. Not your own, because you figure I get a license. I'm one of the fucking boys. I'm in the fucking club. Get in that goddamn club, because that club's getting ready to go in the fucking ground. In a hard fucking way. They got a fucking blowhard. Come give it a go, motherfucker. Oil from Biden's emergency SPR release is heading for Europe. There's some capitalism. There's some funny fucking money getting ready to get made through fucking theft and fucking goddamn embezzlement. That's what capitalism is. There's no free enterprise system in this goddamn country. This is this country of fuck your fucking brother, fuck anybody you can fuck, be the biggest fucker and have the biggest fucking pile of mammon. Violate your fucking brother's rights, man. They're paying good. You sick son of a bitches. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Joe Biden's decision to release 180 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, 1 million barrels per day for 180 days, was meant to help lower U.S. gasoline prices because Putin price hike. See, what they did is they went over there and they all got together, Putin and fucking the goddamn Israelis and the goddamn Biden cartel and the Trump cartel, all the fucking the goddamn Bush cartel. And the goddamn Clinton cartel, they all got together and they came up with a fucking scam for a little bit of goddamn of that capitalism you guys like so goddamn much. The price hike. Fucking, who is the sanctions hurt, people? Has it hurt these motherfuckers? Did that stop their war? Did it do anything to not even be a nuisance because they turned around and sold their fucking oil to somebody else? Or did it fuck the American people with the agenda that these goddamn communist motherfucking scumbags have that think they're gonna fucking make us fucking stop using gasoline? Fuck you! I mean, you got a handful of motherfuckers saying, well, if we decide this is the way it's gonna be, this is the way it's going to be. Well, you're going to get a fucking bullet in your head, motherfucker, because you don't make the decisions for us. This whole idea, I've been thinking about it earlier today, about this representative government bullshit. You tell me in this goddamn world, I mean, come on, people. A total fucking stranger's going to fucking represent your interests better than yourself. Who came up with this fucking idea? Of one guy is going to represent 1,000 guys like you could represent 1,000 individual fucking views. Bullshit. Nothing should be allowed in this goddamn country except by fucking absolute referendum. And you catch somebody fucking cheating, they get their fucking asses put against the wall right now. I don't want nobody representing me. I want to represent myself. Because you see what this representative shit turned into, like everything else in that fucking Constitution that never was. It turned into the fucking lie it was meant to fucking be. Are they representing your asses right now? Are they representing you down on the southern border? Are they representing our people anywhere in this goddamn planet where they're taking billions and trillions of fucking dollars and handing it to the fucking Jews and all their fucking international corporate mafia brethren? Is that your representation? Why? Who came up with that? I'm going to look that up. Who came up with that fucking idea? We'll have a representative government. The only representative government we ever had that was worth a shit was the one that fucking was elected by the people and ratified that fucking Bill of Rights that you'll never get rid of, you son of a bitches. Supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law, and you're so in violation of it, it's not even arguable. It'll take you through fucking court in 20 fucking minutes. Prima fucking face of guilty motherfuckers, that's what you are. Anyway, here's old Biden. Here's some more. I mean, goddamn, every day we see billions in fucking theft. Hundreds of millions. 100 more million. We don't know where it went. They're just stealing hand over fist. And heck, we don't get it because Congress was supposed to allocate money. I mean, we went back and we looked at the old lie. The old Constitution, the first Constitution, it never was. And Congress is supposed to be the ones that allocate money. It's not just some fucking aristocracy, some monarch, some fucking, corporate monarch up there just, I'm going to give this to my buddies over here, and I'm going to give this to my buddies over here. And we got some whores we got to pay to fuck my fucking son while he's doing crack. God damn it, that's what we're looking at. Joe Biden's, 1 million barrels per day for 180 days was meant to help lower gasoline prices. Sure they were. Because Putin price hike. Instead, it is heading for Europe. Oh, you mean they diverted it? Isn't that embezzlement? I mean, goddamn, didn't there used to be words that talked about goddamn, what the hell was it called? It's been so goddamn long. Antitrust laws? Within their admiralty? This is the fucking goddamn, what we're looking at is the revealing. It has all been revealed. The corporation is saying, yeah, we're fucking corporations. Yeah, we're the fucking ruling class. Yeah, you're the fucking serving class. Yeah, we're gonna fucking rule you. We're gonna even fucking rule the inside of your fucking bodies. Well, you wanna fucking bet? Because we're gonna invade the inside of your fucking bodies, son of a bitches. We have the second article and by God, we're gonna use it. We're going to save ourselves from you, and we're going to remove you from this goddamn planet so you will never fucking harm another person ever again. One of you pops up, we'll knock it down like one of that game where the fucking goddamn gophers come up out of the hole. We'll knock you right fucking back down. You're done. According to Bloomberg, citing a person familiar with the matter, the Sun's Ship Advantage Spring sailing for Rotterdam, according to ship tracking data compiled by Bloomberg, received Energy SPR sweet crude from Energy Transfer Netherlands oil facility around April 1st for export. The Sumax also received SPR crude from Aframax Eagle Hatters. Oh, God damn it. Hatteras's. Which loaded at same terminal in the first week of April. The Advantage of Spring was chartered by Atlantic Trading, an affiliate of Total Ship Fixtures Data Show. God damn! It appears that somehow the definition of emergency now includes making a profit. There's your goddamn capitalism, people. You're listening to this capitalism, how it fucking works? Does that sound honest to you, or does it sound like they're fucking stealing everything you fucking got? The 1% ain't got a fucking up yet. You're still fucking eating. You still got a roof over your fucking head, you useless eating son of a bitch. You know when this goddamn war was ended, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather on both sides was fucking there. When it fucking ended, this whole goddamn country belonged to my fucking people. Well, my people and the Indian people, because the Indians did still hold fucking lands in this fucking country. But by God, it has never been taken from us through the due process of the law that we were guaranteed December 15, 1791. It has been fucking fraudulently fucking stolen. Everything these cocksuckers do is fucking theft. It is grand larceny. On a grand scale. And they're doing it and fucking bragging about it. They might as well just be coming in. Yeah, fuck yeah, we're doing it. What are you going to do about it, boys? Atlantic Trading, an affiliate of Total Ship Pictures Data Show. It appears that somehow the definition of energy now includes making a profit at the expense of American consumers. There's your goddamn capitalism. You love it? Are you a part of it, you thieving motherfucker? Are you one of the criminals that needs a fucking rope around their fucking neck? Because here it is. There's your fucking capitalism. Oh, that ain't capitalism. Oh, that ain't what I'm doing is capitalism. You got a license? If you got a license, you're joined with those motherfuckers. If you got INC behind your fucking name, you are a part of the fucking fraud that has been in this country since goddamn, well, since Lincoln first fucking declared God martial law without authority to do so. And with the Act of 1871, 1878, and 1869, you are a fucking goddamn traitor. You chose to be a traitor. It's like when you go down to the goddamn store, people, you know, to buy a fucking gun. Now, when that son of a bitch takes your goddamn money and tells you you have to have a background check and a permission to exercise a right, is that lawful? No, but it sure is commerce, ain't it? And it sure is capitalism because they're fucking charging you to exercise a right. That is goddamn treason. And that is a violation of the Bill of Rights, by the way. I've done named about 10 of them already. How does fucking capitalism violate the Bill of Rights, you fucking igmo? How doesn't it? According to Matt Smith, oil analyst at commodity data firm Kepler, this is the first export of SPR crude since last November, which means the oil was apportioned from Biden's stock SPR release. See, this was supposed to be released into the United States to lower our gas prices, people. But our gas prices aren't going down. They're going fucking up. This was sent to the fucking, our queen over in Europe. You know that fat little whore sitting on the fucking throne over there? She ordered this shit up to eat so she wouldn't have to take nothing out of her fucking pocket. And she won't pay nothing for it because she still considers this one of her fucking colonies. Get over here and defend your colony, cunt, because we're throwing your fucking people's asses out of here. And the ones we don't throw out, we're fucking hanging. And the ones we don't hang, we're shooting. And the ones we don't shoot, we're running into the goddamn ocean. Get ready for it. You criminal, lowlife motherfuckers. You are in violation of the highest law that ever existed in this fucking land. The only law that exists in this land. The only law you can't fucking get rid of. The jurisdictional authority of we the people. And we are going to exercise that fucking authority. With energy prices at record high, Joe Biden's White House says energy taxes are needed for green transition. So these fucking cocksucking handful of fucking, they try to play like these elections actually happen. I mean, it's so fucking blatantly fucking in your face, stupid, if you believe in the fucking this bullshit to any degree. If it were an election, it would be a foreign election because the people who are occupying this fucking country are not fucking occupying it under the fucking founding fucking documents, which were a fucking fraud any fucking way, so I guess it's always been that way. But I mean, this green transition, what it is, this reset thing, there's a handful of cocksuckers, I think they've got 238, who have decided that we're just going to change the way we fucking live, people. We are going to go into this technocratic fucking horseshit fucking thing where we're fucking slaves and we teach our little boys to fuck little boys and our little girls to fuck little girls. And hey, man, they can trade dicks for pussies and pussies for fucking dicks. I mean, just this fucking abortion of what this fucking country was supposed to be. This abomination. And these fucking 238 people think that they, because we're fucking clear out of our goddamn fucking yo-yo fucking brains, because we're sick in the fucking head, the whole world has to join in our sickness. We're not going to join your sickness. We're going to take you out back like a fucking rabid dog and put a bullet in your fucking head. We're going to be rid of your fucking undesirable asses. They've gotten away with this shit for fucking going on 3 years now? We shouldn't eat, this shit has to stop, people. Because they show every day that they will go further and further. They ain't gonna stop until you shoot them. That's communist for you. That's fascist for you. That's totalitarianism for you. That's capitalism. Gas prices climbed again on Tuesday as war rages in, oh, fuck the Ukraine. Somebody explain to me what business we have in the fucking Ukraine. Oh, that's right. That's where the Biden cartel operates their fucking criminal fucking organization out of, isn't it? I mean, God damn it. That's the fucking facts. Let's talk the English language here. That's what it is. And that's why the money's being fucking pumped over there so it can be pumped to the goddamn international corporate mafia fucking figures, just like it was pumped to them by fucking Trump at $3.2 trillion, just fucking handed to the son of a bitches after they fucking committed that the fraud of 2008, the derivatives bubble, which was an international fraud, which should have landed them all against the fucking wall for what they did. Instead, fucking, we took in the American, they went in our name, without our permission, and fucking borrowed the money and fucking paid off all the fucking goddamn fraud. And then the head of the fraud, Mnuchin, he ended up in the goddamn White House as a Treasury Secretary. I don't think we're taking care of our country very well, people. Gas for the last month has leveled off at $4 per gallon. Joe Biden's White House is proposing new energy taxes to woo. That's what they've got. W-O-O. Woo. The people off oil. Fuck you. We're not, you ain't gonna tell us how we're gonna goddamn live, you son of a bitches. You handful of fucking cock sucking low life pig shit eating fucking kikes. We ain't gonna do it. You can go suck our ass. We'll blow your fucking heads off. Get the fuck away from us. Get out of our country. And we're gonna still hunt you down. You're giving back everything you've stolen. Ain't no mistake. Everything you've stolen through your fucking capitalism. Gas and coal. This will kill the economy, but they don't seem to care. That's what's because they don't seem to care is because it's doing exactly what they intend for it to do. To kill the economy because they want to kill this fucking country because they want to kill the fucking people who have the goddamn ownership papers here because they know everything they've taken through fraud and there is no statute of limitations on the fraud. We take everything right back to the fucking day, and I mean, you people out there thinking you got your goddamn corporations, you know, the argument is, you know, contains some about land. We're gonna see where that fucking land originated. Because like I said, in the end of the fucking goddamn so-called Revolutionary War, I do, great grandfather standing there, and they owned the whole son of a bitch. Now we're going to find out how that land got out of their hands without fucking due process of the law and into your fucking hands. What kind of fucking dirty dealing you did? Did you get it through the Masonic Lodge? Are you a Mason? Is that how you got it? Like the Forest Service lands around here, I'm watching fucking get going into private fucking hands. Without the fucking, they've been taken from the people. We're being denied due process of the law as guaranteed under the fucking Bill of Rights. The supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the people law. The unalienable law of we the people. We're being fucking having our property taken from us without due process of the law whatsoever. It's just strong arm fucking robbery. And it's time we put a fucking end to it. There's some more of your goddamn capitalism. We'll see if you got that fucking land fucking. This, the first place, us fucking regular folk out here, we can't own no goddamn land. That's what one of the arguments was. They're jealous. They heard that one in so many fucking years. How could they be jealous of 1% of us? Because they've got it all. The average guy out here don't own shit. And if you can't own shit. You don't own your car. You register it. The state fucking owns it. Your fucking property taxes, don't pay them son of a bitches and tell me you don't pay your yearly rent and you still own that fucking land and can live on it. Tell me, capitalists. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Tilliflin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Tilliflin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas. A little something to wake you up a little bit, to wake me up a little bit anyway. We're talking about energy prices at record high, and Biden wants to raise the goddamn price. See, he's not raising the price. I mean, the goddamn tax. I mean, you talk about taxation without representation, man. Fucking, our forefathers went to war over a fucking goddamn grain in the sand on the beach of the fucking tyranny that we are fucking goddamn enduring every day. But we're going to raid because we want to force you. We want to compel you to do what we tell you, master. Oh, that's right. When you sold that goddamn constitution, it never was. When you sold those fucking Federalist Papers, we were the fucking master and you were the servant, right? Now you're going to fucking use our own goddamn resources to try to coerce our behavior out of us. You can go fuck yourself. You're gonna fucking start a goddamn war here you cannot fucking believe. You try and fucking force us to do anything, you motherfuckers. And in the meantime, I mean, goddamn, I mean, we might as well just sit back and just get one big fucking coin, throw it out there to them, say they're made of zinc, worth about $2 in fucking actual money, because that's what their goddamn debt dollars aren't even worth that. And say, you're there, you're paid off, get the fuck away from us, we'll blow you up. Now you get your goddamn money that was borrowed from us in our names, we want it fucking back, we did not give it to you, we did not sign it off. We are individual free sovereign nationals. Before you can take one goddamn thing from us, you either need a goddamn court order or you need a signature, and you got neither. And even if it was a right involved, we can't sign those rights away. You can't give them away. That's what unalienable means. We contracted all the rights. We know you didn't. You can't. Because the ninth article says in the first place, no goddamn contract could ever exist to take a fucking right. No fucking right in the Constitution shall be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people, period. Can you fucking read at a third grade level? The federal government can encourage such a shift through carbon taxes. Shove your carbon tax up your fucking ass. I ain't paying it. You start this fucking shit, you start war. Let's get this fucking shit over with, people. Let's war these motherfuckers. You'll do what we tell you. We'll fucking take. I mean, this is like the coercion. When the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, when they first started pushing the fucking masks and shit on us. Well, of course, it's all voluntary. We can't make the American people do nothing. And they really couldn't either, could they? All they could do is make those who were fucking in bed with them, who were in contract with them, who were a part of the international corporate mafia as a subcontractor holding a fucking license in this country, and threaten them to take their license if they didn't violate our fucking rights. If you do not violate those people's rights, I'll take your fucking license and shut your business down because your business doesn't belong to you. Nothing belongs to you, stupid ass. You belong to us. That's their attitude, and that's the attitude that we need to adjust. Through carbon taxes or a cap and trade system forcing an emissions limit on companies, said the Council on Economic Advisers. Non-governmental fucking goddamn nobody son of a bitches. Kill every fucking one of them. Hang them by their fucking necks till they are fucking dead. They have no judicial fucking authority. Sorry, go ahead.
So if you have a driver's license, you're contracting with them.
Yeah, you sure are. But I'll tell you what, that you can't use that to violate your goddamn rights, can they?
No, sir.
No contract can have any force that can fucking violate your fucking rights. That's what the ninth article says. Absolutely. You can contract with them all fucking day long. You try to violate my rights, fuck you. Your contract ain't worth the paper it's written on. It has no judicial force. It has no goddamn authority. because it is actually forbidden by the ninth article of the fucking only law in this country, the absolute ratified fucking unalienable law of December 15th, 1791. You can fuck your contract. Sure, I'll sign that fucking piece of paper under duress. Everything we're doing is under duress. It's like I was getting to there with the goddamn, it's all got to be voluntary. Then they start trying to coerce you. Well, if you don't, we'll do this to you. That's threatening you. Threatening me, you son of a bitch. That gets a bullet through your fucking head. You don't threaten my rights. Go ahead.
So construed, that it just takes one person that can interpret and can interpret it as being benign or disparaging, just one person in the whole country?
I don't understand the question.
Construed. When you construed. Say it can't be construed.
Yeah, no, nobody can construe. It cannot be construed, period, by anybody in any situation, because there can exist no power that allows for the denial or the disparagement of the people's rights. There can exist no power. That's what the ninth article says, and the ninth article says, see, that's why they can't get rid of the ninth article, because they'd have to have a power to disparage that right.
Somehow I just learned that word, your show last week, like on Thursday.
Good for you, Charlie.
Well, I've been repeating it to everybody.
Right.
Hey, I learned a new word. It's true.
Yeah, exactly. That means to interpret. See, people, I mean, goddamn, it's small. It's not a big, very big document, is it, Charlie? But boy, does it say a lot.
It's perfect. I agree. I really like it.
I mean, I do, too. It is perfect as it is. And man, the men that wrote it, they fucking cared about us.
Over thousands of years, that was a list, people. The worst things that were done to people.
You're absolutely correct. And they outlined it in the Anti-Federalist Papers, too. I mean, that's where the Bill of Rights was written off of. They always act like, who wrote this or why they wrote it and what might have you. Read the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers. They seen what they were going to attempt to do with that Constitution. It never was. And they put each fucking action in check. They put that goddamn Commerce Clause in check, and they put that goddamn General Welfare Clause in check, and they put it all in check with the Ninth Article, because they can never change it. They can never change the Bill of Rights, because they can never have the authority, because the Ninth Article is the fucking controller. It's the controlling law. You cannot change it. You cannot take any of these rights under any. There's no interpretation of any fucking law on this in this fucking land or in this goddamn world. It's like making this new United Nations goddamn one world order. Fuck them and the horse they rode in on. You cannot do it. You cannot have the goddamn authority, because you would have to come through we the fucking people and our goddamn Bill of Rights. And if we stand and we defend it, it saves us. And it's the only thing that's going to save us at this point, I think.
So how would you use it in a sentence, like if you were challenged by authority, you'd say, I construed that is.
You cannot take revised statute 6754 and construe it as a way to deny my fourth article right.
Oh yeah, but they'll say no, I don't construe it that way, but I do. I construe it that way.
No, they if they're interpreting one of their policies, because they're not laws.
They're not gonna interpret that way. But it just takes what I'm saying. It just takes one person in the country.
Yeah, but if they try to tell you the reason I'm doing this to you, the reason that you're being denied your fourth article right is because of this fucking state statute. You can say, take your state statute and shove it up your ass. The ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution, which is supposed to be the highest law in this fucking land, is the highest law in this land, ain't the highest law in this land, because the Bill of Rights on the ninth article trumps it completely. You cannot construe anything in this goddamn land within the borders of this fucking country as to deny or disparage my fucking rights to one little tiny degree. To do so is right, to commit treason.
When you say you cannot construe, well,
nobody can. Nobody can. I can't do it to you. You can't do it to me. Nobody. They try to act like the Bill of Rights is written just for the government. No, that's the law of this land for every goddamn human being. I can't violate your rights, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to be able to communicate to other people.
Well, the law is for every human being. That's why, you know, they talk about our powers delegated. Okay, supposedly we delegated them the power to fucking attack our second article when we can't attack one another's second article. If I went over and tried to take your fucking gun because I decided that you shouldn't have it, you could shoot me. But I do not have that authority. I cannot have that authority. The only way I could ever get any authority over you, it would be to have a cause against you as in my individual capacity against you in your individual capacity and go through the procedural due process in the fucking Bill of Rights right up to the jury. And then the jury foreman would finally have the authority. That's if it was a civil matter.
Right.
If it was criminal, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand, but construed means interpret, and
right.
You can't leave it up to who you're talking to interpret, because of course they're gonna say, yeah, no, I don't interpret that way.
But they are interpreting it. I mean, if that's what you got your goddamn ticket wrote under, that's what you're interpreting it as. You are saying that. I mean, it's just like these phony fucking warrants without a guy with not written by. You know, these computer-generated fucking warrants by the Blackwater USA. Where's your affidavit attached with the complainant on it? Where's your goddamn victim? Where's your corpus delicti?
A common law grand jury. There ain't one.
There ain't one. So you denied and disparaged my right to one. That makes you a goddamn criminal. That makes you guilty of treason and sedition, and I'm charging you. And when you charge somebody, you don't charge Judge Thomas Harold. You charge Thomas Harold, and you send the paperwork to where he works. I mean, that's a legal service to send the paperwork where he works. You charge him, not his office, not his pretend office, not his appointed goddamn star chamber fucking court. You're not sending it to the court. You're sending it to him as an individual. You go after the son of a bitch that's why they tried to convince you that, oh, it's only for going after the government. No, it ain't. It's for going after anybody that tries to violate your fucking rights. In any fucking way. That is the law. That's how we settle our disputes. That's our autonomy. That's our system of law. Period. And it was made simple because the people are here fucking, goddamn. They fucking didn't, they wanted to be able to fucking take care of themselves. And the common law allows them to, and that Bill of Rights is the United States fucking common fucking law, period. There's no law higher. And there's no issue that you cannot bring to a completion through the fucking, maximums and the fucking procedures contained in that fucking document. I've yet to see anybody name one. Anyways, we're, man, me and Charlie talked for a little bit there. All right, here we go. Okay, now we got them raising the goddamn tax on the gas to compel us, to compel performance out of us. We know you don't own us, son of a bitch, and you don't fucking compel us to do anything we don't want to do. That's called coercion. And for coercion, trying to coerce us out of a fucking goddamn right, a natural right by law, is goddamn treason, and that puts a rope around your fucking neck. Gas prices likely to surge again, experts say. No. This is why they think they can do this. This is why they think they got the support to do this, because all these goddamn communists, it's cool with them, but people are getting, I mean, you're seeing goddamn gangs going out and fucking drilling holes in tanks, and people are starting to fucking get tired of it. I mean, goddamn $4.20 a gallon, I guess that's another way to fucking lock in your goddamn house if you can't walk very far, huh? Following a brief dip, gas prices are projected to surge once again, with the national average potentially reaching $4.20 a gallon, according to an industry expert. Over the past week, gasoline futures rose 30 cents. Why? Because they are doing, they're out of this fucking country where they have no goddamn authority, where they're not supposed to be, instead of in this fucking country, stopping the fucking invasion at our border, throwing the fucking illegals out of our fucking country, arresting the fucking criminal. Well, they are the criminals. They can't arrest themselves. I guess we're going to have to get up off our dead asses and do that ourselves. What do you think, guys? Because it is our responsibility. It is our law, and is our law to fucking for us to enact, and our law to enforce, and our duty to do so. We don't at our own peril, and we've seen what the peril is. And guys, I mean, shit, easy enforcement we wouldn't do. Laziness. You got goddamn cowardice competing with laziness now. I swear. Over the past week, gasoline futures rose 30 cents because of international intrigue that they have created in another fucking country that we have no goddamn fucking ties to. We'll just go to any goddamn country and say, well, we're protecting this country, so we're going to fucking put sanctions on Russia and raise your fucking gas. Who's those sanctions hurting, people? Are they hurting you? Because they're hurting me. Those people aren't representing me when they fucking put those sanctions on. I don't want fucking $4.20 gas. I don't have no beef with the fucker. I don't care what the fuck they do to the Ukrainians. Ain't none of my goddamn business. What we need to do is we weren't in all this international shit. They put us in all this international shit. We're a sovereign fucking nation. We put a fucking 50-foot fucking wall around this country with a gun turret, a 50-caliber machine gun turret every fucking, 300, 400 yards, and mow down anybody. Just say, you come within goddamn the distance of this gun to this fucking fence, you fucking die. The world has nothing we need. We have everything they want. And so they will fucking try this goddamn big stir of the fucking pot on an international scale and try and, like, they're trying to force this carbon tax. We told them, they said carbon tax. We said no. That should have been the fucking end of it. If it was truly a representative government, which it has never fucking been, no. We don't want it. And even like the gun shit, they would tell you, when they were trying to tell you, 90% of the people want us to get rid of all their guns. They really do. 90% do. And then they fucking get caught, you know, because they lie and they lie on everything. And then fucking, it was, you know, fucking, it was like fucking 20 fucking percent of the fucking people. 12 to 20%. That's all it's doing this to us people. That's all we have to destroy in this country. Worldwide, they're still the same fucking people. This is home base. The whole goddamn world needs to destroy this handful of little cocksucking bastards who think they're going to fucking just own us like fucking animals. I won't be owned. I don't know about you, but I won't. And I will fight for my fucking rights. And no fucking capitalist, cocksucking communist, or any fucking fascist, or any fucking goddamn piece of shit, any ism motherfucker is going to take it away from me either. They want a fucking lead fight, we'll do it. Let's see here, where are we? Over the past week, gasoline refused 30 cents, which is just bad news for the consumer. The consumer. Just bad news for the consumer. Because the guy at the goddamn refinery is making bank. The motherfuckers are, goddamn it, they're shipping the oil out of this. Why would you ship oil out of this country to ship oil back into it for refinement? Why would you do that, people? You're incurring a higher cost. You are deliberately driving up the price of the product. And not only that, but you're fucking subsidizing the transportation fucking industry, aren't you? Represent us, my ass. I represent me. You fuckers don't represent me no more. You send my fucking... get out of my fucking country. You get the fuck out of here. You aren't invited. You fucking son of a bitches have broke the law. You got a rope coming to your fucking ass. A quick fucking trial and a quick fucking hanging. Because you are prima facie guilty of fucking treason and sedition at the highest levels ever seen on this goddamn planet. Let's see what else we got here. Enough of gas. Pentagon contractors seizing new gold rush to cash in the Ukraine crisis, people. This is about, they're just carting fucking money out of here. I mean, this ain't even like there are any little arguments of the false left paradigm or anything. Oh, Biden ordered up another $1 billion this morning. Yeah, get it on over here. Yeah, pass it out among the boys as you're coming down through down the line there. No goddamn fucking regulations attached to it. No allocation from Congress. Just send the fucking money. Because the big guy, you know, the fucking guy that shits his fucking pants. That is actually run by the little guy, that fucking little coke, fucking smoking, fucking whore, fucking goddamn prick son of his Hunter. He's the head of a fucking mafia, goddammit. Jesus Christ, even you fucking stupid ass fucking communists ought to be getting it by now, shouldn't ya? Is life getting better for ya? Or is that iron hand coming out of that fucking velvet glove getting ready to squish your fucking stupid asses forever considering it? When you had the best that's ever fucking been on this goddamn planet. And you fucking just sit there and just on your dead fucking asses. Somebody else will take care of it. I'll go vote. If you vote, vote. That's my right. I know my rights. I know my right Bill of Rights thing, vote. That's how fucking retarded these son of a bitches are. You can't see both sides of a paradigm that's right in your fucking face. They're still fucking, I see Trump signs, you know, fucking, oh, Trump, we're Trump, all this stuff. Trump fucking passed red flag laws at a federal level, you motherfuckers. That's a direct attack on your goddamn fucking law. He passed with an executive order. He outlawed your fucking bump stocks. Every terrible implement of the soldier is the birthright of an American. They know this. He knew what he was doing and fucking still, yeah, but see, I made a lot of money being the capitalist under Trump because he knows how to steal real well. Because that's all fucking capitalism's ever been is fucking theft. We've never had a true free enterprise system in this goddamn country. The fucking, soon as they could, they moved the foreign fucking banks in here and they started the fucking goddamn fucking, I don't know, what did you call it? Some kind of fucking bizarre monopoly where they make up the rules as they go along. That is not free enterprise. Seizing new gold rush. Even before hostilities broke out, the CEOs of major weapons firms, this is the goddamn industrial war complex, fucking loading up the bucks while you fucking go, you're cold and you're going, they're gonna, telling you you're gonna go hungry, people. But they're, and the industrial war complex, we can't get enough money, them motherfuckers. Remember we had the biggest budget for fucking, military in the goddamn world, more than the next fucking 10 below us. All put to fucking together. And they've added $300 billion to that. And they're adding billions to that every fucking day. Every time they fucking take some more money to steal for fucking, to send over to the Ukraine to be passed. See, that's all it is. The goddamn same people that Trump gave the $3.2 trillion to are sitting over there in the Ukraine with their goddamn hand out waiting on the fucking money to fucking arrive. Trump fucking just said, we need to give the filthy rich who've made record profits since 2008 when they fucking caused 11,000 people to blow their fucking brains out because of their goddamn fraudulent, derivatives bubble. But these guys, they've made record profits ever since. Their fucking fraud was paid off $1.10 on the dollar by the American fucking people against the American people's will. They were never fucking charged with the crimes they committed. They made record profits right up till fucking Trump came into office, and then he handed them $3.2 trillion, you know, cause so that they could piss on us. I mean, what do they call it? Trickle piss on us. You can't see the shit for what it is. You're a fucking retard. That's just all there is to it. And I'm just about had enough of this for the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just think about that capitalism. I mean, goddamn, it's like that cover, you know, I'm for God. Oh, if you're for God, go ahead and shoot me, stab me, fucking steal from me, fucking rape my wife, rape my dog, whatever. If you say God, it's okay. Capitalism is fucking shit. There is no fucking goddamn free enterprise in this goddamn country. I don't know any goddamn country where there is. That's where you borrow money honestly from an honest person. You pay an honest fucking interest rate on fucking money that is not debt. And then you pay the debt off, and then you own, then you can actually, you see, you can't discharge a fucking debt with a fucking debt. That's why this money is, that's why they're using this fucking goddamn fiat currency. You never discharge the debt, so you never own anything, you stupid ass.
The bank won't loan to individuals.
No, they fucking won't. And then, but the bottom line here is, you know, one of the arguments is, I got the right to own. You don't own shit. You can't own shit because you cannot buy shit. You can't buy shit with debt. You have to have a fucking real currency that you can discharge the debt with or you don't own it. Stupid. Anyway, that's The Word from the Trenches. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast.